Of the two candidates who want to increase the scope of the state treasurer's duties, Scott Felt of Janesville says he's got the most relevant experience to do it. Felt worked in the treasurer's office for 7 years under Governor Tommy Thompson. He says given the size of the state's budget deficit, it's time to give the treasurer back responsibilities the office has lost over the years.
And if those duties weren't taken away, then the state treasurer would be involved with the State of Wisconsin Investment Board, and he'd basically be running the Department of Financial Institutions.
One of Felt's primary opponents, Jim Sanfilippo of Milwaukee, also wants to re-empower the treasurer, but he says he can do a better job because, unlike Felt, he hasn't worked in government and will bring an independent voice to the office.
Questioning some of the budget decisions that the legislature and the governor are making, advising people on what the economic ramifications of those decisions are going to be, and being a type of budget watchdog that I want to bring to that office.
But the third candidate in the race says it's time to save taxpayer money by eliminating the position he's running for. Kurt Schuler says the treasurer's responsibilities can easily be handled by existing state agencies, so if elected, he'll use the office to lobby for a constitutional amendment to eliminate his job.
You know, if you got support from the inside for the idea, it has a much better chance of ever getting to the Wisconsin voters. And that's the reason I'm pledged to serve only for one four-year term, successful or not successful.
The winner of the three-way GOP primary will either face incumbent Dawn Sass or her Democratic opponent Dan Boerode in the November election. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.